And good afternoon. Welcome to the Menopause Directory. I'm joined again today by Kathy, who is going to talk to us about HRT and some Q&As that we've had come in from the group. But first of all, Kathy, just introduce yourself, tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Sure. Thanks, Fiona. So yeah, I'm Cathy Cook. I'm a consultant nurse in gynaecology. I've worked in gynae for 30 years now. I'm also a British Menopause Society menopause registered specialist, and I have a private clinic in Liverpool.
Super duper. Right now, we've had some questions come in and we're just going to dive straight in. I'm going to keep it
Okay.
short and snappy today, and then we can always come back another time. So, one of the questions that we've had in, so first of all, kind of, I guess, which will also like feed us into a little bit of a summary on what HRT is for those who joined us before. So, first question is, how does it help, and are there any risks associated with taking HRT?
Okay, so HRT is basically replacing the hormones that start to fall and disappear during menopause. Menopause occurs because ovaries stop producing estrogen and it's all time sensitive. We're born with a certain amount of eggs in our ovaries, and over time, as those eggs are depleted and used up, the estrogen that drives the whole process also starts to fall. And at around menopause, or even earlier, when in perimenopause, as estrogen levels start to fluctuate and decline, women notice the symptoms that are associated with that decline, and they're the menopause symptoms. Most women will experience some symptoms at some point. HRT we use to balance those symptoms. That's its main role. It's quality of life. It's improving your transition to life after menopause. We use estrogen to treat symptoms. It has to be matched with progestogen. That's the second HRT hormone. If you have a womb or some other health conditions, we need to balance that estrogen with progestogen to keep the pelvis and the womb itself healthy.
So
That in
it's
a
two things, yeah. So it
nutshell.
helps with symptoms primarily. That's what we're looking at it initially for. Okie doke. So the question then is, so are there any risks associated with taking HRT, cancers, etc.? And if so, how are these outweighed by the benefits? And that's from Catherine.
Okay, so yes, I think that the media and women and some clinicians as well will always associate breast cancer with HRT, and that risk isn't really as evident as maybe the media would have you believe. What we understand from long-standing, really good quality research is that it's not the estrogen in HRT that can affect breast health, but it can be the progestogen, which is a vital part of HRT because it protects the womb. But some progestogens can affect breast tissue. And what the research is telling us that these cells are already present in the breast in a dormant form. And if certain progestogens are used for more than 5 years, they can stimulate these pre-existing dormant breast cancer cells and bring them into activity and to create a cancer in the breast. Not all progestogens are understood to do that. And obviously, not all women who take HRT in any shape or form will end up with breast cancer. But that is where the association with the breast cancer comes from. So it's certain progestogens in certain women. There's also an association with extra clotting or blood becoming more likely to clot and cause blood clot, like a VTE, which is a blood clot in the leg, or a PE, which is a blood clot in the lung, or a stroke. And that is because if we swallow a tablet of estrogen, it has an effect on clotting factors through the liver, and it can increase the risk of the blood clotting. Same as the contraceptive pill can. However, if estrogen is applied to the skin in a patch or a gel, it has no impact on clotting. It never increases the baseline risk for that individual woman.
And then there are other risks, aren't there, that are actually put you at higher risk of breast cancer than the HRT. So just run through those. Is that like
Absolutely.
smoking and alcohol?
Yeah, totally. So, and there's some really good infographics about this, but yeah, there's a lot of lifestyle risks. There's a really far more risk than even the more unhealthy
HRT.
would be. So, and the biggest one is obesity. So a BMI over 30 is classed as obese. That is the biggest risk for breast cancer that's modifiable. You can't change your age, and you do have an increased risk of breast cancer as the body ages. We can't change that, but we can do something about BMI and pull that down. So BMI under 30, much less risk of breast cancer. Smoking and excess alcohol, so for women that's more than 14 units a week, they're also big risk factors, bigger than the HRT risk. Yeah,
so they're much bigger risk than the HRT, so that's worth bearing in mind. But we are at risk of other cancers later on in our life anyway. But we just seem to have this fixation with the breast cancer thing, don't we?
I think so. It's unfortunately such a prevalent common cancer. Unfortunately.
But we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute with regards to the other things, the consequences as well. So the other question was, so let's go for the trickier one here, because I know there's two more questions, then we'll go for the other one, which is like a really, you're going to have an eye rolling moment, I know. I have ulcerative colitis, and a lot of my menu symptoms are the same as flare-up symptoms. Can I go on HRT? Because as contraception made her colitis symptoms worse. That's quite individual, and I guess you'd probably really need to have a consultation.
The hormones used in contraception are synthetic, and so certainly the estrogen is very different. Without knowing exactly what contraceptive this individual woman's used, I can't comment completely, but the estrogen is a synthetic estrogen in the combined pill, so completely different to what's used in HRT, which is generally, wherever possible, body identical. Anybody who has bowel disturbance, poor absorption issues with the bowel, would be advised to not use tablet HRT, because obviously it's going to run through the digestive system. You're not going to get a balance of good absorption, and you're not going to get steady state in the blood, because the levels are going to be in trough. So much better. Anybody with digestive problems would be better to use products that avoid digestion. So products through the skin, possibly combined with the Marina coil, something like that would probably work better. So in theory, just because you've got colitis doesn't mean you couldn't use HRT.
Right. Okay. So that's similar. Now, you picked up on you said something about body identical. So the estrogen that is used in the gel format, so the one that I use, that's derived from wild yams, isn't it?
That's right.
So that sounds fairly kind of quite natural to me. But we do seem to, again, have this obstacle to come over, that women think of it as a drug, and so therefore not a good thing.
Yeah, and it's such a shame. It's that they're missing such a trick. I'm sure these women wouldn't think twice if their thyroid was malfunctioning, or if they became diabetic and needed to supplement insulin. This is just another way of supplementing hormones that, unfortunately, we've been born with a bit of a design fault. We're now post-menopause for maybe a third or more of our lives. Historically, we didn't reach post-menopause status. Now we're trying to function and live and be productive in this second part of our lives without all of our hormones. All that HRT is doing is supplementing and continuing to provide at a much lower level than what the ovaries produced, but sufficient not only for symptom control and for quality of life, but also for heart and bone protection. That's the other big take-home message for HRT. We're actually improving our longer-term health by using HRT appropriately when we're symptomatic, around our 50s to 60s as an average.
There is a lot more to it than meets the eye, isn't there? But these are really good questions. So somebody's asking about HRT Femconti 7. When is it back in stock? Her life has never been the same since it was discontinued, but other tablets make her have continuous bleed. There's a few flaws in that question, isn't there?
Oh, I missed the end.
Sorry?
So, I missed the end of that message then, but I think it was about bleeding and something about tablet. I'm a bit confused, because Fem7 is a range as patches. It's a once a week patch. Fem7 Conti, Fem7 Sequi. It did go off the market. It's been taken over by a different company, Theramex, in process of producing it. And the plan was for quarter four, which is right now, it should have been, the Fem7 Conti patch should have been released again. I haven't heard anything of late. Mm-hmm. The last update was September, where it was still on target, but I'm not aware it's
come. So I know you're breaking up a little bit there.
Actually, I'm not a tablet, I'm not quite a tablet.
So we're not quite sure with that lady in particular, which is why a consultation would be important, because somewhere along the line it would appear that she's been taken from a patch to a tablet, and that doesn't really kind of work with your expertise, does it?
Yeah, and also the progestogen in Fem7 Conti, it could be that that's what she particularly responded to. Well, that progestogen is available in other formats. It may just be about really understanding what she's used and what problems she's getting. But there's usually a solution. There's usually a way around things. Yeah.
Yeah. Okie doke. Then the final question for today. I've been told recently that I'm too young for HRT. I'm 48. So what is the average age that women generally start to take it?
Oh dear, I despair when I hear this. I've no idea where this guidance has come from. And I've been in gynae for 30 years and I've never read a document that says this is the age where HRT is appropriate. HRT is appropriate at the time it's required by that woman. Some women have their worst menopause symptoms while their periods are still really regular. That could be in their late 30s. Perimenopause can last for many years. So there's no ideal or best or appropriate time for starting HRT. There's no arbitrary time limit for how long HRT should be used. All of this is really clear in NICE guidance, which is the evidence-based clinical guideline that as clinicians we work from in the UK. It's all very readable for the public as well. All those messages are in there. But really, if at 48, she's absolutely slap bang in appropriate age for perimenopause. We would expect women at 48 to be experiencing some symptoms of perimenopause, so she's absolutely the right age, appropriate age to benefit from using HRT. Unfortunately, she's been given bad advice.
Right, okay, so let's just talk about then the benefits apart from the symptom relief, because at that age as well, now, there's kind of a window of opportunity, isn't there, to get the maximum benefits out of it. So just talk to me a little bit about that, because that's age relevant or how close you are to the menopause, isn't it? Which is kind of age connected.
Yeah. So the window of opportunity was actually a phrase of from cardiologists who recognised that the safest, the best time to gain these lifelong benefits is either to start HRT while you're still having periods, or certainly within 10 years of periods ending, or if you've stopped HRT, to restart HRT within 10 years. And the reason behind all of that is the effect of estrogen on your major blood vessels. When you're young and your estrogen levels are naturally high, or when you're on HRT, your blood vessels are maintained in this sort of natural, healthy, young state. So they're quite flexible, quite bendy, quite manipulative. With age and lack of hormone, the major blood vessels get a little bit more rigid and they can get furred up on the inside, and that's where cholesterol starts to build up. And that's a natural part of aging, that will happen. But the worry is if you add in estrogen back after that 10-year window of opportunity, that's where the risk to the blood vessel wall changes can happen. If that blood vessel is made soft and bendy and floppy again because of estrogen, the worry is the inside furring up could soften and break off, and then that little bit of furred up product could travel in the bloodstream and create a heart attack, a stroke, you know, depending on where it lodges, it could have some serious consequences. So that the window of opportunity is about the safest time to use HRT, safety-wise, and also to gain all of those long-term benefits.
Yeah, so the sooner the better, really, more as a prevention rather than a cure.
Yeah, definitely. Lots of benefits, lots to be gained.
Yeah, and there's lots of other things that we could talk about, but I wanted to keep it in under the 15 minutes today if we could, and then we could always answer more questions in the future. And if anybody wants to book in with us, then follow the links to the show notes, and you can end up speaking to Kathy and have a full menopause consultation and get the absolute information for you to give informed choice as well, because it's such an individualized process, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you for today, Kathy. If anybody's got any more questions, do put them in and we'll answer them next time. So thank you very much, and we'll see you all again soon. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.